The next patient is Ana Dominguez. The last name is Dominguez. First name, ANA. This is the clinical case of a 55-year-old Hispanic female that has history of urinary tract infections and kidney stones that were present in the right kidney. Period. While she was living in New Jersey a couple of years ago, the patient had hydronephrosis with several stones that couldn't be removed through a retrograde. The patient had nephrostomy and laser treatment antegrade. It is not clear to me whether or not the patient had a stent once the hydronephrosis and the kidney stones were treated. She remembers that the pain that she had was unbearable, that the nephrostomy tube was changed every 3 months, and that she had several urinary tract infections that were severe to the point that once the obstruction and the hydronephrosis were corrected, she was sent to the rehab center and home with antibiotic therapy for a lengthy period of time. The patient says that she remained with a Foley catheter and with a nephrostomy tube for about a year. At the end of that period, the tubes were removed. The antibiotic therapy was discontinued. And she got better. She decided to move to Florida and came to this practice for a follow-up of the condition. We have evidence of a kidney function that has been very stable. The creatinine has been oscillated between 0.7 and 0.8 milligrams per deciliter. The BUN is at around 10, and the estimated GFR between 90 and 100 mLs per minute. I had ordered the initial CT scan that was done on June the 27th of 2024 in order to reassess the situation with the kidneys. This CT scan was without any contrast, and there was no evidence of hydronephrosis of calculus. moderate right cortical atrophy and scarring, fullness of the right renal pelvis and upper calyx without frank evidence of hydronephrosis or distal obstruction. The lack of contrast limited the evaluation. Period. The previous noted right renal calculus is no longer present. Period. There is unremarkable left kidney. No evidence of cysts. Period. The patient had a urinary tract infection after 2 years recently that has been treated with some antibiotics. I was not aware of the condition. And at the present time, she is feeling well. This patient has received potassium citrate ER 15 milliequivalents, one tablet BID, allopurinol 100 milligrams on daily basis, she is free of pain and, as mentioned before, the kidney function is well preserved. The urinary protein was 5.8, and the creatinine was 60, which is consistent with 90 to 100 milligrams per gram of creatinine. And the microalbumin creatinine ratio is within normal limits. Number two, the patient has a history of diabetes mellitus that has been treated with Januvia, Glipizide ER, with a hemoglobin A1C of 7.2. The patient has a BMI that is higher than 35 and was started on Mounjaro. The patient says that she has not picked it up from the pharmacy. Following number, the patient has a history of hyperlipidemia that has been treated with the administration of atorvastatin, 80 milligrams every day. The serum cholesterol is 134, the LDL is 53, the HDL is 55, and the triglycerides 126. following number, the patient has a gastroesophageal reflux disease that is treated with the HH2 inhibitors as well as PPIs. Following number, the patient has a depressive disorder, which is on sertraline, 50 milligrams every day. Following number, the patient has a history of cardiovascular disease. A cardiac catheterization was done a couple of years ago, and she has two stents. The particulars of the placement of the stents are not known to us. Following number, arterial hypertension that is under control. We are going to reevaluate this case in 3 months with laboratory workup. The patient was instructed about the need for her to lose weight by changing to a low sodium diet, plant-based diet, and a increase of the activity in order to stay in a stable condition. Paragraph, I invested 20 minutes reviewing the lab, 30 minutes in the face-to-face, and 12 minutes in the documentation.